Morning, JT. Woo! Both of the JT, C-Man and Station Man. Get ready to take a break here. Be right back on the other side of this break.
Cajun, Swamp Pop, Zydeco, Creole, and more. It's all right here on Encore with me, your host, Megan Constantin. Saturday mornings at 7 and Sunday afternoons at 3.
Support comes from Vermilionville's La Cuisine de Maman, open Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for dine-in, take-out, outdoor dining, and curbside delivery, taking all precautions to keep staff and visitors safe. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at BayouVermilionDistrict.org.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
The man right there, Leo Thomas. All right, let's do something by Mr. Greg Garden this morning on his Greg Garden project, and we're going to do Little Buck Shuffle.
Thank you.
Going out to KD this morning and to Joy this morning. Hopefully all is going well with you, Joy. Also, Christopher and Leon. Good morning, guys. Hopefully it's all going well this morning. Guess Dre still sleeping.
That's what you saw?
Yeah, I saw a pretty cat.
Tell me where he's at, where he's at.
I don't know where he
at. I want to know where that pretty cat.
Oh, where that pretty cat?
A pretty cat?
A pretty cat.
But where he at?
That pretty cat.
Is he skinny or fat?
Oh, that sucker fat.
A pretty cat, eh?
Say happy birthday to Nathaniel Malvo this morning. Hopefully all is going well for you, man.
Oh, come here, pretty cat.
Oh, I see him, I see him.
Where that pretty cat at,
my pretty pretty.
Corbello's, I guess y'all out hunting something this morning.
Oh, no. Now you put it down. You didn't need to scratch me like that.
Oh, put it down.
You bad old put it down.
Oh, you're gonna get whipped with that bat.
Now I'm gonna have to treat you a little bit, yeah.
Kevin Menard, good morning to you.
Go ahead on, take off your hat. I'm gonna show you where it's at.
Oh, don't do that, go down.
Come here, kitty.
Yeah.
Be quiet there.
Yeah.
Take some of this,
yeah.
Putty cat. Oh, putty, putty.
Putty cat.
Oh, putty cat.
Come here, you putty cat.
Stay where you at.
Come here, you putty cat.
Take some of this baseball bag.
What's that gonna hit you with that bat?
I wanna mash up your hat a little bit, yeah. I'ma teach you some manners. Come up here scratching me up like that. And stay where you at. Take a taste of this baseball bat. I'm gonna mash you flat. Where you at, boy? Oh, put it, put it. You put it, put it.
Come here, you put it down.
You bad old putty cat.
Come here, you put it down.
Say, where you at?
What's that gonna hit you with that bat?
Hey, why you walking like that, kitty?
I don't know, boy.
Why you walk like that?
I don't know, boy.
I ain't hit you but one time with that bat.
Don't hit me with that bat, boy.
Oh, look at his nose.
What about his nose?
It's nice and flat. It's not where it used to be. Now look where it's at. Oh, put it, put it.
I put it down.
You put it, cat.
Come here, you put it down.
You didn't need to scratch me.
Put it down, come here, put it
down. You scratch me like that.
Oh, you gonna get it with that bat now.
Oh, I'm gonna treat you up, boy.
Don't do that, boy.
Straighten up.
Don't hit my put it, cat.
Oh, he ain't no
Don't
good.
Don't hit it with that bat.
He gotta go.
But you hit it, he gonna be flat.
Oh.
Something on your mind. By the way you look at me, there is something on your mind, my baby.
change your mind. You can always call my name.
Big truckers, all you big truck drivers, big truck out of East Coast, my East Coast, West Coast connections, appreciate you guys.
Big old toys, black Ford Chevys, and a big old dog. They like the cowboys,
buy you a truck, my boy. Get out that car. You can't go to the trail ride pulling your horse trailer with no car.
Leon, follow that chicken.
I blow your horn. Okay, let's dig in the barnyard. Dig it through the mall of fire. Okay, let's dig in the barnyard, baby. Dig it too young to die. Follow me, chicken. Lord, baby, I'm gone. Follow me, chicken, baby. Lord, I'ma blow you home.
That wagon down. Mr. Baudouin, don't worry about the mule, just load that wagon down. Bow down, they loading our wagon down. They need to worry about our mule.
That old mule now. Yeah, you're right. That old mule gonna pull his load now. We gotta load that wagon. That old mule gotta keep on pulling now.
Don't you worry about the mule. Just load the wagon now. Don't you worry about the mule. Just load the wagon now.
That old mule working sun up and sun down. One thing I can say about that old mule, he don't mess around.
Just load the wagon now. Don't you worry about the mule. Just load the wagon now.
That old mule gotta pull that wagon now. We got a lot of cane to pick up, yo. Used to cut them cane long time ago. High top and low bottom.
Don't you worry about the mule. Just load the wagon.
Gotta get up early in the morning with that old mule. You don't hear that old mule complain at all. You just work all day long. That old mule don't get tired.
Don't you worry about the mule.
You know when that old mule starts? When he starts his mess, I got to walk him. You need to know when to stop. That sucker work all day long. Yeah, you're right. You know you're my horse if you don't never win a race. What a mule.
Ti patro lazo. On va essayer ti ti ta fa quand je laissais dans la copain tu connais notre pensée il s'appelait Jack Rabbit tu connais parce que j'ai galopé tu connais dans les ronds coton et tout pas tout coucher les lapins du bois tu veux faire ça. Allons essayer ça.
So we plant a lot of corn. I pick a lot of cotton. they gave me a name. They gave me a nickname. They gave me a nickname, y'all. They call me Jack Rabbit. They call me Jack Rabbit, y'all. They call me Jack Rabbit. Cause I can run so fast. My shuffle to the right, huh? And I shuffle to the left, y'all. When I shuffle in the middle, she holler, oh, Jack Rabbit. My name is Jack Rabbit. They call me Jack Rabbit, y'all. They call me Jack Rabbit. Cause I can zaddy all night. Jack Rabbit, y'all. I'm calling me Jack Rabbit. They call me Jack Rabbit, y'all. They call me Jack Rabbit. Cause I can zaddy all night. Well, I shuffle to the right, huh? And I shuffle to the left, y'all. When I shuffle in the middle, she holler, oh, Jack Rabbit. They call me Jack Rabbit, huh? They call me Jack Rabbit, y'all. They call me Jack Rabbit, cause I run all night, y'all.
Okay, Lapin, what's going on there? We're trying to jam on the East Coast, make a little bit of fun. Y'all can enjoy yourself. Make sure you order the right stuff. Get some good stuff, because I know you got plenty of good stuff to eat over there. John, what's going on?
You remember Bouquet and Lapin?
Bouquet and Lapin, yeah.
Oh, man, look, there were some good stories in Bouquet and Lapin.
Yeah, Chris William had done a book on Bouquet and Lapin.
Yeah, I don't know what ever happened to the book.
Yeah, I
guess it was a pretty good book. His father was a good storyteller. He had a good memory about the past.
Well, is there a difference between a storyteller and a liar? Why you got to think about it?
I never thought about it.
But a storyteller and a liar.
A storyteller is making up things.
But is that a lie?
Well, not really, because there was no intention of lying. He was just trying to entertain.
Well, usually when people lie, they're trying to entertain. Some people are very good
at it. See, liars can be two ways. A liar can get himself out of trouble by not telling the truth. But when you're talking about a storyteller, like a joker, entertainer, what they're doing is that they're entertaining people. The story of Bouquet and Lapin was to entertain the listeners, which was the young kids.
So
you sit them around the floor, and you would tell them the story about Bouquet and Lapin.
So in other words, you're not lying, you're just telling falsehoods.
It's falsehoods.
Oh. So what's a lie? Well, I'm just asking. I'm just trying to educate myself.
You're not trying to get yourself out of trouble.
What? A lie is you trying to get yourself out of trouble? Strong possibility.
A liar never tells a story the same way.
No, he can't. You can't tell a lie the same way.
No.
Okay.
But when you're reciting a story such as Bouquet and Lapin, now you can emphasize a little bit. You can kind of stretch the truth sometimes.
Right.
My daddy used to do that all the time.
Stretch a little truth.
The truth of the story, you see. Because he often talked about the
priest. Add on.
Yeah, he often talked about the priest on the altar and the choir and the nuns in the church and had a gun on the podium. Now, it's a story that my father used to tell. And I would have to get it the way he said it. I'd have to read it the way he said it. About that.
We got to do that.
Yeah, we got to do that.
So we got to get us some stories.
And
educate the people and let them have some fun with some story. Let's get us some stories.
Yeah, they had some good storytelling. But anyway, I need to tell
folks
about Terry and the Bad Boys. Terry's going to be over at my place, Bar and Grill, on April the 3rd. and it's going to be an outside, I think, an outside activity. But it's going to be, the doors will open at 2 o'clock, but it's going to be on the inside. The doors will open at 2 o'clock. Yeah.
Where?
At the My Place Bar and Grill.
Where is it?
That's on Farmers Road, you say.
Where? In Lafayette?
Yeah,
Oh.
Yeah. And the doors open at 2 o'clock, and the music will get started at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
3 p.m. And that's all the p.m. time. When, not
that's
the
Saturday?
That's this coming Saturday, next week, which is the 3rd. And it's at the end of Lent, because then Lent ends at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock when?
On Saturday.
I thought it was Friday.
No.
Who said that?
No, you got the fast in the morning.
Listen, he thought it was Thursday.
No.
Somebody thought it was Wednesday.
It's,
when does Lent end?
Lent ends at 12 o'clock on Saturday. Now, you got the fast from 12 from in the morning until 12 o'clock. You're not supposed to eat anything.
No, you're not supposed to eat anything from, until 12 o'clock noon.
You're not supposed to eat anything from then until 12 o'clock. So it ends. Now,
wait a minute, hold.
Although I know.
What? Which day we fasting here? Friday?
No, Friday you eat nothing but seafood. You can't dig. You can't dig in the ground. You can't do anything on Friday.
Okay.
And because they said that something will happen if you start digging the earth on Good Friday.
You know what they say would happen?
What?
If you dig in a hole, blood would come out the hole.
That's what they say.
I've heard some people.
I didn't want to say that.
I know some
but
people.
But that's the truth.
Some
that's,
people I've heard that had some stories
now,
with
whether
that.
Whether or not that's true, again, you go back to Buki and La Pena.
I'll tell you what you do.
What?
You're a guy that like to investigate. Dig something Friday. Let's see. Dig something.
I don't want to be.
Dig.
I don't want to be.
But then we'll know.
What?
Then we'll know. Dig.
No.
I'll bring you the shovel. A postal digger.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to tell you to show me how to dig.
Oh, you. Okay. I'll put some dirt in the box. And then you dig in the ground. Okay.
So you say. What?
So you. And then you got to fast Saturday after Good Friday until noon.
Yeah.
Then Lent is over.
It's over with.
Now, how many days is in Lent?
It's supposed to be 40 days.
Okay. And how many weeks?
Well, I think you got 40 days, 7 days, seven days per week. So you got to divide that into 40. So it'll give you 5 plus a few days, you see?
So it's five days?
It's 5 weeks plus a few days, you see?
That's how many weeks in Lent?
Well, yeah.
7? 5 days? 5 weeks?
No, 5 weeks plus a few
5
days.
Weeks, so it'd be April, then it'd five be few. March. Then it was, Lent should be over now.
No, it's
if
not.
It's 5 weeks.
No. Now, how many weeks are there in March?
Oh, about 4 or 5. We are real educated here. That's 4 or 5 weeks
well, you
in March.
You got 31 days in March.
Oh, so it must be 6 weeks.
No,
you got an extra day. You got extra day.
The math that says it got to be 7 days, if you divide 7 into 35,
why you
got 5 plus is 35, and you got what? 40 days, you got an extra 5 days.
So 7 weeks.
So that's why you go up to Saturday, you see?
So March?
You see, Lent doesn't start until that 12 o'clock, that first day.
Wednesday, Ash Wednesday.
That's right. It starts that afternoon.
All right.
Start at 12 o'clock.
We'll figure this out. So, okay. So now... So now until 12 o'clock, Lent is over at 12 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah, sure.
Which I've heard that before, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was Friday.
But then, you know, it gives the alcoholics, the winos, we used to call them winos.
Yeah.
That was their penance for during Lent. They wouldn't drink nothing.
But there is 8 weeks in Lent.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess so.
It's 8 weeks in Lent.
So that would be 5 days.
So, in other words... It's more than 40 days.
Well, I guess
if you count the weekend.
Well, yeah, because that's a week. Because supposedly there's supposed to be 7 days per week, right?
Yeah. Okay. But 8 times 7 is 56.
That's right.
But 5 times 8 is 40.
That's right.
So it's supposed to be 40 days for Lent.
40 days and 40.
So that means the weekend is not part of Lent.
It's a week.
It's a week, but if you do it by 7 days, it's 56 days.
Well, I know. So what is the difference?
I don't know. I just gave you some information.
Well, I know. See. I know that.
Well, really, Lent has been going on for about 13, 14 months now.
Yeah, it's the pandemic.
Because with the pandemic, we've had a Lent. There was no music, no dancing, no nothing. Oh, yeah. And then they had, that's the first time I ever heard a law against dancing. You cannot dance. It's against, I don't know if they lifted that law or not. Can you dance now?
No, you're not supposed to dance.
Huh?
Or you can do shuffle?
You can't touch.
No, the shuffle dance.
You can line dance. You can't touch. You can't dance.
Well, you can do the shuffle.
Oh, that's how them young people dance anyway. They don't touch each other.
They don't touch.
You know?
They don't
jump around.
Anyway.
But now we know when Lynn. Huh?
Riolan.
What happened to Riolan?
Anderson, we got to say good morning to him.
Good morning, Riolan. Hopefully you're doing well.
Yeah, he's all over there in Canada. That's what he is.
In Canada.
That's what he is. In Florida.
Is that, now let me ask you this.
What's that?
Is that a story?
What?
That he's in Canada?
Well, I got to believe him.
Okay, so it's a story.
Because sometimes them Anderson are known to stretch the truth.
Like who? Who are you?
I didn't say that.
What you trying to
I
say?
I said the Anderson.
That was with an S.
Yeah, the Andersons. With apostrophe S.
Okay, apostrophe.
Yeah.
All right. More music coming up as we get ready to come to the end.
Anyway, that's where it goes.
Welcome to the Chubby Party, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, Chubby.
Chubby.
Hey. I heard he lost weight.
That's what I understand.
Did you see him?
Yeah. I saw, he said, man, he's staying sideways.
You can't see him?
You can't hardly see him.
That's one that I will have to see him.
Chubby. Good morning to you.
Chubby. And he couldn't go nowhere?
No.
And he wasn't playing nowhere? And he lost weight?
Yeah.
She must have been running him around the house. To my buddy up there in France who called in this morning. I want to thank you for giving us a call this morning. John, we had a guy call from France this morning.
France.
In the middle of France.
Wow.
Yep.
I
don't know how you figure he was in the middle of France.
That's what he said.
You just stand in the middle of France.
Middle of France.
Like, yeah, you really enjoyed listening to the program. That was a good deal.
Yeah. And we just want to say thank you for all the listeners who joined in this morning at 8 o'clock, as they normally do on Saturday.
Yep.
But don't forget to join us this coming Saturday when we'll be back again with more Zydeco Endless Storytelling, because it's going to be the end of Lent.
I'm going to start getting some of the stories. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Good addition to
it. I got some good news stories.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Good
news stories. Is it a story or is it a laugh?
It depends on how you...
Somebody scream!
This young lady, this caller, say she almost wrecked her car laughing so much.
Oh.
And I'm sorry. We didn't mean to do that.
I guess because they start fucking
your car. We're not comedians now. We're just telling the story.
Just... We tell stories?
Oh,
I have to look that up. What's the difference between... We're going to get somebody to call the next... Tell us the difference between a story and a lie. I know they got these philosophers that can definitely explain to us the difference between a story and a... You story. You story.
That's right. You said it. Instead of saying you lie,
you story. Yeah, you know.
So that's it.
Admit you is lying.
That's right.
You know, you story, so... It's all the same, but it's more fun.
I think you got a
good point in the fact that when you're telling a lie, you're trying to escape from the truth. When you're telling the story, you're just trying to entertain.
Like,
that's a good thing.
Stay tuned for her.
Bye, y'all. Have a good weekend. Remember, somebody step on your shoe.
Just tell them, I'm sorry, I had my foot under yours.
Get 2 hours of continuing Louisiana music education every Saturday evening to add to your credits, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
tune into the Dirty Rice Show. This is Bill Bowen, one of the hosts of the Dirty Rice Show, along with my co-host, Mr. Lee Klein Peter. We're on the air every Saturday evening, 9 to 11 p.m., right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, KRVS.org.
You don't need a Vincent Sou, ni un Piass to listen to the best in Louisiana French music. All you need to do is tune into La Lou Jukebox with your host, me, Blake Miller, on Saturday evenings, 6 to 8, and or Sunday mornings, 7 to 9.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, streaming live at krvs.org.